we're gonna do the first Easter, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. So we're gonna go talk about the first Easter story. So our first Easter story. The lady stood on her noisy hillside, her sad eyes looking upon a terrible scene. Her son was dying. The mother was Mary, and she stood near the place where Jesus was nailed to a cross. How did this all happen? How could Jesus end such a beautiful life in such an awful way? How could God allow his son to be nailed to the cross, to die there? Did Jesus make a mistake about who he said he was? Did God fail? No, God didn't fail. Jesus hadn't made any mistake. Jesus always knew he would be put to death by wicked men. Even when Jesus was a baby, an old man named Simon had told Mary that the sadness lay ahead. A few days before Jesus was killed, a lady came and poured perfume ointment on his feet. She wasted money. The disciples complained. She had done a good work, Jesus said. She did it for my burial. What strange words. After this, Judas, one of Jesus' 12 disciples, agreed to betray Jesus to the chief priest for 30 pieces of silver. He sold him out for money. At the Jewish Passover feast, Jesus had the last meal with his disciples. He told them wonderful things about God and promises to those who loved him. Then Jesus gave bread and a cup for them to share. These were to remind them that Jesus' body and blood were given to them for forgiveness of their sins. So that's why we do communion. Then Jesus told his friends that he would be betrayed and they would run away. And I won't run away, Peter insisted, but before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times, Jesus said. And did Peter deny him three times? He did. Later that night, Jesus went to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. The disciples were there with him. They fell asleep as he prayed. Oh, my Father, Jesus prayed, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Suddenly, the mob marched into the garden, led by Judas. Jesus did not resist, but Peter cut off a man's ear. Quietly, Jesus touched the man's ear, and he was healed. Jesus knew his arrest was all part of God's will. The mob took Jesus to the high priest's house. There, the Jewish leader said Jesus should die. Nearby, Peter stood beside the servants' fire and watched. Three times people stared at Peter and said, you were with Jesus. Three times Peter said, no. Just as Jesus said he would, Peter even cursed and swore. Well, cock-a-doodle-doo, just then a rooster crowed. It was like God's voice to Peter, remembering Jesus' words. Peter wept bitterly. He was sad after he said that, huh? Judas was so sorry, too, that he knew Jesus was not guilty of any sin or crime, that he took back the 30 pieces of silver, but the priests wouldn't take it. Judas threw the money down and went out and hung himself because he felt so bad for betraying Jesus. The priest brought Jesus before Pilate, the Roman governor. Pilate said, I have found no fault in this man. But the mob kept crying, crucify him, crucify him. Finally, Pilate gave in and sentenced Jesus to die on the cross. The soldiers punched and Jesus, spit on his face, whipped him. They made a cruel crown of long, sharp thorns and pressed it on his head as they nailed him to a wooden cross to die. Jesus always knew he would die that way. He also knew that his death would bring forgiveness for all sinners who put their trust in him. Two criminals were crucified beside Jesus. One believed on Jesus and went to paradise. The other didn't. After hours of suffering, Jesus said, "It is finished," and died. His work was complete. Friends buried him in a tomb, in a private tomb. The Roman soldiers sealed and guarded the tomb. Nobody could get in or out. If this were the end of the story, how sad it would be. But God did something wonderful. Jesus did not stay dead. What happened? He rose, right? Early in the morning of the first day of the week, Sunday, some of Jesus' disciples found the stone rolled away from the grave, and when they looked inside, Jesus was no longer there. He was raised from the dead, huh? One woman stayed weeping by the tomb. Jesus appeared to her. She rushed back joyfully to tell the others and disciples, Jesus is alive. Jesus has come back from the dead. Soon Jesus came to the disciples and showed him his nail-scarred hands. It was true. Jesus was alive again. He forgave Peter for denying him and told his disciples to tell everybody about him. Then he went back to heaven where he had come from that first Christmas. And that's the true Easter story, boys and girls. So the bunnies and the eggs and all that stuff is just from the Roman pagans. But since we know all you kids love candy, so we went ahead and made some baskets for you anyways. Okay? So you could all have an Easter basket. Yes, you could pass them out. I made extras if any adult wants one too, okay? So you guys, come on.